The Common Ground Alliance is made up of groups from all sectors in the park, from economic to environmental to community-based. For over a year, retired volunteer strategy consultants Dave Mason and Jim Herman have been holding workshops in and outside of the park, reviewing possible scenarios for the future of the region. Co-leader of the 80K Futures Project, Dave Mason, says no matter what group they went to, the same conclusion was reached.
What people gravitate to are a combination of two of the scenarios. One we call the sustainable life, and the other we call the usable park. The principal features of the sustainable life are an economy that localizes more of the existing activity. So it doesn't have to get bigger, it just has to localize more of it. For example, local food or local energy in the form of biomass to replace oil, that kind of thing. And also a whole piece of it that's around telecommuting and bringing work into the park for residents in the park via broadband. The B scenario, the usable park scenario, had principal features of tourism and attracting retirees to live in the park. So that involves healthcare, also involves broadband, things like that.
The final report from the Adirondack Futures Project was presented to the Common Ground Alliance this week. Adirondack Association of Towns and Villages past president and Town of Morehouse supervisor Bill Farber is a core member of the Common Ground Alliance.
The Common Ground Alliance really formed out of this conceptual idea that there was an awful lot more that we agreed upon than there was that we disagree about. And I think all of us had struggled with what do we want the park to look like in 25 years. And what we found was people had a pretty similar view of what they would like to see the park look like. That the logical scenario is really a sustainable park. It is very unique to have groups come together and determine that the desirable outcome is probably the most attainable outcome, which means we're in a very good position to implement the scenario that people say is desirable.
Adirondack Council Executive Director Brian Houseal is a co-founder of the Alliance. He says there has been 95% concurrence among the more than 500 participants for a sustainable Adirondack Park. Houseal says the challenge now is how to implement the plan.
This is a vision for the future of the park, and there are a lot of implementation steps that now have to happen. It's framed with a series of events about what can happen, and oddly enough, last year one of the potential events was that the Regional Economic Development Council would bring in funds for the North Country, and it actually came true when Governor Cuomo allocated $103 million to the North Country Regional Economic Development Council. So that type of momentum is really moving. We've also learned with the Common Ground Alliance that we can cross traditional lines, and this is between the environmental groups and local government and community development organizations, and if we can come together and speak to Albany with one voice, there's a lot more likelihood that we will get what the Adirondacks need into the future.
The Adirondack Futures Project will track over the next year what actually happens in the real world compared to what has been visualized in the preferred scenario. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.